live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Mark Price producing this evening, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. This is going to be a fun one. Joining me on the phone now, Diana Economy, an Okemos girl now residing in Chicago and a recruiter for a law firm there in Chicago. Good evening, Diana. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm so thrilled that you were able to spend some time with me this evening. I just like to chat with you anyway. You're an interesting person. But love the fact that you were actually at the taping of Oprah Winfrey's final show in Chicago last night, and you were about as up close as you could be without being a guest on the show.
Cheryl, I tell you, I am on cloud nine today. I don't even have the words to describe how exciting the experience was last night. My sister and I actually ended up, we were like front row, I mean right there with not only Oprah, but a really, really star-studded, crew that she had brought together, actually her producers that she didn't know anything about, I guess, who was going to be there, but it was one surprise, one celebrity after another. It was really, really something else.
Well, before we get into the star-studded guest list, the process to get the tickets, I understand, well, why don't you tell me about it? There was something about a lottery involved?
Yeah, so, often here in Chicago, you can go on last minute and try to get last minute tickets to the Oprah show throughout the year. Of course, if people, sign up to come in from out of town, they can't come. They'll fill the audience with folks that they know are local and can come last minute. So occasionally I'll go on, and I've gone before to her studio show. And I happened to have gone on a few weeks ago and noticed that there was a 24-hour window to submit your name into a lottery to be one of the folks chosen for the audience. I didn't end up winning the lottery, but that day they actually asked me, there was a part in the website where you could fill out if you were an Oprah fan and very enthusiastic and like to get people involved and engaged. And so I actually filled out another piece on her website, had to submit a couple photos, and was selected for the audience a couple days after they did the lottery for sort of a special group of folks that they ended up putting us on the floor right up at the stage.
Well, so, I mean, it's amazing. You had to fill out paperwork and submit pictures and stuff? Like security clearance, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you had to put the pictures, and they really were trying to find folks that could get the crowd energized and the like, so we were really around a really energized crowd and a really fun group last night.
I was going to say, so they met you. They knew you'd get folks energized.
That's right, that's right.
Okay, now so, tell me about, it wasn't at the studio traditionally, correct?
No, so this was, the studio holds a couple hundred people, right? And it's not far from the studio, but it was at the United Center. And I think, as I've read today, it was about 13,000 people. It was probably, 3/4 or so of the United Center that was filled.
Amazing, amazing. Okay, give me some of the impressions of what occurred last night. It was like a four-hour taping, or am I close?
It was two shows that they taped last night, and it is the second and third to last shows. And so it was Oprah's, super secret spectacular or something along those lines. And to be honest with you, it was a tribute to Oprah. It really was star after star. It was like being at, the Grammys. I mean, it was like star after star really getting on stage and connecting with Oprah and with the audience about her experience over the last 25 years.
Now, did some of them perform as well? I was following on Twitter a entertainment reporter talking about Beyonce was just one of the ones off the top of my head I remember. Were they performing musical numbers and so forth as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. Spoiler alert here. I mean, there were so many different celebrities, but Beyonce for sure. Beyonce did a great performance. I mean, in the first 10 minutes, it's you've got Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, and Patti LaBelle and Josh Groban singing "Somewhere Over the Rainbow." I mean, just one right after the other.
I'm amazed. I mean, were you just stunned? Did the folks coming in like you, obviously, Oprah was surprised. You had no idea who was going to walk out next, did you?
Sure, and they are the masters of having it be continually a surprise. I mean, with Josh Groban and Patti LaBelle, for example, Josh Groban started singing "Somewhere Over the Rainbow." Patti LaBelle came in after, a phrase or two, and then they finished in duet format. And Patti LaBelle was amazing, as she has been for years. Was really, really stunning. And just everything that happened really was, oh my gosh, I can't believe Michael Jordan's here. Oh my gosh, you know? And the like, so all these folks. It was really interesting.
Sounds like entertainment or folks from all different aspects of her show and her life and her friends.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, of course, the common theme was around Oprah and what she's done over the years. It truly was sort of giving back to Oprah. And they did a really nice job of sort of connecting the celebrities to a lot of the causes that Oprah has championed over the years, and so they interspersed clips of some of the things that she's done or of her show over the years, and then connected them back again with all these celebrities that were here to support her.
What were some of your favorite moments from the taping last night, you and your sister Catherine?
Oh my gosh, there's so many to choose from. Beyonce was great, but I tell you, one that I found to be really, really compelling that I thought was really amazing was Maya Angelou actually wrote a poem for Oprah and performed the poem to Alicia Keys playing the piano.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and as the poem intensified, Alicia Keys' piano playing intensified, and then Alicia Keys kind of took it home at the end and actually sang. It just was a really, really moving piece, I think, and again, really neat to connect Maya Angelou, who has definitely been a big Oprah, somebody that Oprah's looked to, and then Alicia Keys, who's of course also so talented. So really, a really interesting and exciting part of the show.
Well, you are a part of history, a part of going out. So this will be her last show. Is it the 25th?
Her last show is the 25th, so the 23rd and 24th is when this is going to air that we watched last night, and then the 25th, I think, is going to be from her studio. I imagine that's probably going to be more of the, rounding out these 25 years. This was really very upbeat and inspirational, and I bet the 25th is just going to kind of close it all and be that much more special as well.
Well, I'm waiting to hear, Diana, that they called you up and want you to come motivate the audience for the last show, too.
I'm telling you, I'd be there.
I guess you would. Diane, I'm thrilled. It's fun to talk to you anyway, as I said, but fun to give us kind of front row seats, literally, to the show extravaganza. Thank you so much.
Great show. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Diana Economia, an Okemos girl who's now a recruiter for a law firm in Chicago, living there. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.